Happy Halloween, and welcome to day 19 of 31 days of Halloween here on Talking with Cannabis. We're up super early to get this one out for you guys, so you're welcome. Throughout this podcast, I might take a dab of some Raspberry Tricks from Casual. It's awesome. I might not. Take a hit for me, guys. Smoke for us today. So, we're going to go ahead and jump into our first segment, which is Halloween ice cream flavors. I've always wondered if they've done this because, you know, around Christmas time, you know, there are some really wacky ice cream flavors. So, I was wondering, what type of ice cream flavors do they have for Halloween time? So, we're going to be looking at 5 creepy Halloween ice cream flavors at San Francisco's Salt and Straw from mercurynews.com. If you've never been to the Salt and Straw in San Francisco, go ahead and give it a try. I've never had it personally either, but it sounds delicious. So, let me go ahead and start with these flavors. Thank you, NerdWallet. Where the fuck is the flavors? Oh, okay, here we go. The first flavor is the Great Candy Copia. Sounds like it has a lot of candy bits in it. Oh, here we go. It says, the most yummy sounding flavor is Salt and Straw's salted butterscotch ice cream packed with their house-made versions of Snickers, Whoppers, Heath bars, and peanut butter cups.
Interesting.
I could do without the Whoppers and Heath bars, but, you know.
All right.
The next flavor is Freckle and Hyde Potion.
Okay.
This refreshing cranberry sorbet is perfect for fall, with its generous dark chocolate and bitter melon coconut sherbet with coconut ash-coated pop rocks. Weird, a little, but bitter melon and coconut ash are super trendy. Excuse me, not to mention superfoods, right?
Right.
So, if you're more on the healthy side and you're not into ice cream, but you're into, like, sorbet and sherbet, you might be into this one. It sounds okay. I can't have coconut, though, so, like, either way, I can't have it. The next flavor is Dracula's Blood Pudding. This one sounds a little scary. Evoking a traditional European blood pudding, this recipe uses red chocolate, freshly ground coriander, pepper, cinnamon, and brandy. Malik says a decent amount of pig's blood gives the treat its richness and a hint of minerality. Definitely one for thrill seekers. Yeah, don't fucking get that shit. Don't get it. That'll be the one flavor everyone avoids.
Yeah.
The next flavor is Essence of Ghost. This ice cream is marbled with sherbet, and the two textures are supposed to evoke the sensation of tasting a ghost. What? Who knows what a ghost tastes like, you nasties? I know some of y'all be getting a little freaky deaky out there. Y'all need to stop. This is why ghosts don't leave us the fuck alone, because y'all be wanting to do this weird shit. Having ghost boyfriends and shit. Stop it. This ain't the movie Ghost, okay?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know, with the whole fucking clay thing and the come back to me. No. No.
Didn't it turn out to be, like, something
else? The wife was gonna get murdered, basically, because the guy was murdered. And he was trying to warn her, you know. These mobsters or something. This gang. I mean, is it an 80s film or a 90s film? Either way, it's very cliche. You get it.
By then, it probably wasn't a cliche, though.
It seems pretty cliche. Like back then? The husband has to warn the wife about, like, some mobster thing. Like, yes, it's cliche as shit. They've done that a bunch of times. Anyways, And then it says right here, it's made with three simple ingredients: Mexican vanilla, black cocoa, and peat heavy scotch. Oh, well, if you want to get a little drunk, get that. And the last ice cream flavor is creepy crawly critters. Like matcha? This is Salt and Straw's stellar creamy matcha ice cream mixed with chocolate-covered crickets and coconut toffee brittle. Covered mealworms from Oakland's Don Bugito. We get the crickets, they add crunch, and are loaded with protein. Mealworms, maybe on Halloween. Maybe. Okay, so if you're really into actually eating bugs, and you like matcha, get the creepy crawler critters flavor.
What the fuck?
Proceed with caution. They get some really wacky Halloween flavors. So thank you, Salt and Straw, for giving us those very strange, spooky Halloween ice cream flavors. Okay. Sorry, I had to take a quick little break. My allergies this morning are just not on my side, and I didn't want to give you guys all the sound effects of that. So next we have COVID-19 safe Halloween ideas in case you're just completely trying to avoid human contact altogether, or you're just, you know, very health conscious and all that. You can go to healthline.com and look at 5 safer ways to celebrate Halloween during COVID-19, because yes, there is a Delta variant and we are still going through the pandemic. People seem to forget, but we still are. So, you know, in case you want to do things in a healthier way and protect people and, you know, yeah. So here we go. Number 1, up your Halloween flair. It's very low risk. So, you know, dress up, but, you know, maybe just add a twist to your costume, or maybe just go all out, you know. And it's fun, to decorate and stuff, you know, because whether you're inside or outside, you know, like, that feeling of Halloween is still there, you know. Okay. Number 2, put on a costume. Yep. It's low to moderate risk, you know, you're just putting on a freaking costume. Go all out with it, you know? Number 3 would be hold a Halloween movie night. It's moderate risk. So, you could host an outdoor Halloween movie night with local family and friends, spaced at least 6 feet apart. You know, if you want to be safe. It looks like this person made, like, a little drive-in type of thing. They made like little cardboard cars for the kids to sit in, and there's like a projector screen put up. So the parents obviously tried to make it really fun for the little ones that are too young to go out or just immune compromised. Or the parents just don't want to take a risk. I don't know. Whatever the reasoning is, they're doing this movie night. You know, I think it's really fun. It's a fun idea. And I think kids would really enjoy it. Especially if you're playing things that they like, you know. Fun little kids Halloween movies. sorry, don't mind that. Cleanup crew. Number 4 is organize a scavenger hunt. It's low risk. So instead of going around the neighborhood house to house in a traditional scavenger hunt, hold a scavenger hunt with your household members in or around your home. So basically, you know, put together a list of Halloween themed items for kids to find from a distance while they walk around the neighborhood. And then, you know, hiding clues around the house to lead children to a special surprise could also make it more fun. And number five is venture to an outdoor haunted house. It is moderate risk. If your area has a haunted house that is open, you know, and by law it is okay to be open, you know, because it depends on the rules of each area during this whole COVID thing. So if your area is back open and they do have haunted houses, you can always wear your mask and, you know, bring some hand sanitizer, and you could take maybe the older kids out or the kids that are not super little or young. And, you know, you guys can go out to a haunted house for maybe the day before Halloween or whatever and get the whole scare thing going. So that basically wraps up five safer ways to celebrate Halloween during COVID-19. So hopefully that helped anyone out there that will be having little ones around on Halloween, or maybe you're a parent listening to this and maybe you're running out of ideas. I don't know. I'm hoping I could help someone out with this list. But that leads us to the end of that. So lastly, but not least, we're going to be doing our movie time segment, of course. And for this one, we're going to be looking at top rated horror films. So we're going to be looking at the top 50 horror movies from IMDb.com. I'm sure this list changes depending on the source, but today we're going to be going through IMDb's opinion of the top 50 horror movies. Would you like to do the honors? Because my throat's really dry.
Number one, Halloween Kills.
So it is number one. Because that's not even out yet.
On IMDb.
I know, it's not out yet.
But when we looked at the fucking... what is it called? Box tops, whatever.
The box fuck. Office.
Box office, whatever.
Rates.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
It wasn't even on the list.
Okay. Well maybe wasn't
even in the top five.
Well, maybe the person that works at IMDb that did this article thought this was number one. Maybe they saw the movie already. You know. Because you can watch it on Peacock.
I mean, well,
or go to the movies, but I think a lot of people streamed it at home, so they already saw it. I'm sorry about that.
I ain't even gonna go too deep into that. So number two, Scream. Number three.
The original?
Yeah. No. 2022. Next year.
How is... This list isn't putting out things that are out now.
But they were teasing that one for a while, weren't they?
Okay, what's next?
Resident Evil, Welcome to Raccoon City.
Oh, what the hell?
2021.
That sounds a little...
Yeah, Raccoon City's fucked up.
There's a real Raccoon City?
No, like from Resident Evil.
Oh. Sorry, I'm not really into that, so I'm like, I don't know what they're talking about. Number four is Halloween 1978. And then it says number five is The Black Phone 2021. That preview that we watched with my brother about the little boy and the phone. He's locked up. And that creepy guy. You know what I never understood about movies like that?
What?
They don't explain why the fuck the creeper is snatching up kids.
Well, I think that one might.
They better, because I'm like, what? What was his agenda? You know what I'm saying? What was his whole purpose or agenda for this? He snatches up kids... Locks them up in a basement. But all those ghosts didn't die on the first day of them being there, and neither did that boy. He didn't kill that boy. Remember, he kept coming down there to see him and talk to him, but like... Well, of course, it's just the preview, so we don't really know what happens, but... he doesn't kill him, obviously. Not, or he doesn't try to kill him yet, you know what I mean? Like, he just wants him down there. And it's like, if you're that lonely, get a cat. Why are you kidnapping children? Get a fucking cat. Like, oh my God. Anyways, this movie stars Ethan Hawke. If you're a fan of Ethan Hawke, you might like The Black Phone. It's supposed to be coming out this year, so keep an eye out for it. It seemed really scary from the preview that I saw. What did you think of The Black Phone? The preview, like, did you feel creeped out?
No.
I was creeped out.
I thought it was a weird idea for a movie, but okay. I guess it's interesting to
Well,
see how he's gonna get out.
I like how it's not as original as some of the other stuff that they put out, though. So I'm here for it. I just hope that they show or explain the reasoning behind Ethan Hawke's character and him being so fucked up, you know? I hope they explain that. Number six, There's Someone Inside Your House. 2021. Okay, I'm not sure. Oh, it's a TV movie, so, you know, who knows when that'll be out or if it's out already. Number seven is Hocus Pocus, 1993. It's not a horror movie, it's just the Halloween movie, but who doesn't love Hocus Pocus, right?
Exactly.
Right.
23.
Number eight is Scream, 1996. Number nine is Halloween from 2018. What did you think of that movie?
I thought it was 2019, but
No, it's 2018.
yeah, it's pretty modern.
It's a.
It gets to the point pretty quickly, so it was probably better than the other ones we've seen.
It got a 6.6.
That one's good.
It grossed in $159.34 million.
Shit, what would you do with that kind of money?
Oh, you know what I would do.
Buy a bunch of weed?
Run the fuck away. That's what I would do. We're going to Bodega Bay or Half Moon Bay or some type of fucking ocean area. And I'm taking Jack, and we're just gonna live out there for like a week and just forget about our fucking problems. And I'm gonna get high as shit and stare at the water, and then we're gonna come back. And then we're gonna go get you a car. And after that, the rest is going into savings. Well, maybe after I buy some weed. Okay. 10 is old. 2021. So, if you haven't seen this movie yet, I think it's M. Night Shyamalan that directed this. Maybe I'm wrong. Oh, my bad. Oh, wait, it was. The director is M. Night Shyamalan. Okay. He always has plot twists and stuff in his movies. So, basically, this island that this family is on, they're on vacation. And it's like every hour they get older and older and older and older. And it's fucking scary, you know? 'Cause like 1 minute you're 6 years old and then an hour later you're like 16. And then an hour later you're like 21. And then an hour later you're like, I don't know, 35, 40. Like, you know, your body's starting to slow down and you're like, I gotta get off this island. And you're turning into an old man by the hour, so it's like, yeah, I don't know. Do you just enjoy life at that point on the beach? You just go fucking stupid because you're getting older by the hour? I don't know.
Yeah, that's, I don't know, that's pretty deep.
But lesson learned, people, don't go to random abandoned islands. Okay?
You don't know what's on that island.
You don't know if it's cursed. You don't know if there's a weird tribe that doesn't know or want communication with other people, and then you're just on their shit, and they just come out and they can't speak to you because they speak a completely different language from you, and it's like, yeah, well, you're fucked. They might just kill you.
Moral of the story, don't go traveling.
Just don't go to uncharted areas. Basically, if it's completely isolated or it's not on a map and you run into it, don't go to it. Like, if it hasn't been marked on a map or charted or anything of that sort, like, it's no fucking good, bro.
Just like Area 51?
Yes, just fucking avoid it.
But I think they finally put the address up because they're like, well, they can't get in.
No, so. People did try to storm Area 51. People actually showed up and tried to go in. Did they get shot at? Yes. Were they arrested? Yes. Because security is at the front of the road. They have security at the head of the road, at the gate, and then you have to get past the gate, and then you have to go all the way down this road to even get to their facility and their buildings. So they have security at like 6 different stops. You're not getting past neither one of those. So the fact that people were like, we're gonna storm Area 51 to see what the fuck's in there, you guys are fucking stupid. There was no way you guys were gonna get in there.
Right? Or were you gonna have like 100 cars going at the same speed?
Right. Driving in. Running over the guards? Like, that was not gonna happen. And even if you tried, the guards were gonna shoot out the distributor cap to your fucking hood. If you hit the front of a hood just right, you could shoot the distributor cap and your car's gonna stop running. So, yeah, either way, just don't fucking do it. Don't follow that Facebook crap, okay? Just like those people that stormed the Capitol. People died that day from being stupid. So don't be stupid.
I forgot that even happened.
Oh, yes, and there's still people getting arrested from that day. Because they're looking up the camera footage and they're actually putting faces to faces. And they're like, yeah, you gotta do time for that. That's against the law. Plus, there were people getting physical with cops trying to protect the building. So, like, if you're physically assaulting cops to try to get into the building and they're trying to keep you out, that's also against the law. You know, you can't just be assaulting cops. So, yeah, these people, if they, for most of them, if they get caught, that's a lot of charges, you know, trespassing, breaking and entering, assaulting a cop, using physical force and violence, like, there's a lot. Premeditated, attacks.
Assault,
premeditated assault, like, yeah, there's
conspiracy,
yeah, there's a lot of charges on that. Taking hostages, there's gonna be a big rap sheet for you, my dude, and ladies, and whoever else decided to go and join all those idiots.
Throw your life away.
Yeah, just throw your life away. Number 11 is Malignant. I wanted to actually see this. But now I'm not so sure. Number 12, The Night House, 2020. I've never seen it. 13, Last Night in Soho, 2021. That looked kind of good. 14 is Lamb, 2021. I haven't actually seen the preview for that.
No, I think I've seen an advertisement for it.
15, The Addams Family 2. Again, it's not a scary movie. It's a Halloween movie, but yeah.
It's horror.
No, it's not. 16, Titane, 2021. 17, Antlers, 2021. 18, Candyman, 2021. What did you think of that? Candyman?
It was different.
It wasn't all it was cracked up to be.
No, but you know what?
And a lot of movies are like that. So, yeah, guys, stop hyping up the preview if that's like the whole movie.
They show the entire preview.
Just stop doing that. Your preview should be 10 seconds.
Just show like one clip
it
of the Candyman.
It should be 10 fucking seconds. Mm-hmm. And your preview should be quiet, and it should have one jump scare, and then it should have the title. Boom. Now people are interested. People are hooked. They want to see more. Because you didn't show the whole fucking movie. Right?
But see, what they do is they show the movie,
they show all the good parts. All the good parts. So then when you see the movie, you're like, oh, I already saw that part.
They show them,
I already saw that.
But they show them out of order to make it seem like, oh, that happened.
I know, but... they're not doing it right. Whoever the editor is for these things, they're not doing it right. And they're still getting paid, so what the fuck?
I blame the directors and producers.
The director is not editing and producing the preview. They make the film. And they're good at doing that. It's the previews. 19 is VHS 94, 2021. Then we have A Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. 21 is Midsummer, 2019. It's more of like an occult film. It is very creepy.
Yeah.
But there's like an underlying message or like lesson to it.
Was there really?
Yes, because the main character, the girl that's like super depressed, she was going through a hard time on top of the whole sister suicide thing and losing her parents. Mm. Her boyfriend wasn't shit, remember?
Right.
Her boyfriend was actually going to break up with her the night that her sister killed herself.
Something terrible.
But when he found out what was wrong with her, he changed his mind and he didn't even bring it up. But basically... he just was done with her because of how depressed she was and all of that. And instead of being there for her and trying to fix her, he forces her to go on a trip to Sweden or Switzerland or something along those lines.
Yeah, they went on a trip.
And she had a bad feeling about this trip the whole time, foreshadowing, you know. She already knew something was off. But he just thought she was being... mentally ill, you know, and he was just so tired of her shit, so he's just like, bitch, you're going, and like, we're just gonna have a good fucking time, we're gonna trip on mushrooms and look at the sun, I don't know. Like, he was just tired of her, and he's very rude too, but it was like subtle rude, you know, like manipulative rude, like, I'm gonna be rude to you to where you get that I'm being rude, but not enough for you to go, fuck you, I'm out, you know.
Well,
enough for you to be like,
don't spoil it for you.
I don't care, spoilers are out.
Spoiler alert.
The lesson though is like basically her learning how to overcome the toxic relationship and learn to live without him, because she was very dependent because of her mental health. And of course, you know, if you go through something tragic like that, where you basically lose your whole family in the same night and all you have left is your boyfriend, you kind of do become codependent. And that's what bugged him so much, was that she was so fucked up in the head that she basically became an infant almost. He had to come in and get her up out of bed and make her take a shower, feed her, like, you know, it was almost embarrassing, I guess, for him. It was like taking care of an infant. Like, she just completely shut down. And some people do that when they're going through really hard shit. But, yeah, basically, what comes out of the other side for her, this whole lesson, is how to grieve and how to, like, move on from toxic people and relationships, and to learn how to be happy with just yourself. And I think in the end of the movie, she kind of has that realization of her just being with herself is fine. It's perfectly fine. It's almost like it healed her, the trip. I mean, after all the scary shit, obviously.
Yeah, remember when she started crying and then all the other girls started crying?
Because they don't show emotion. Like, so when she started showing emotion...
like, what the fuck?
So they were like, well, let's just copy her. Let's just go with it. they've never cried or showed emotion. They're all just happy all the time because they're all high on flowers and shrooms and shit because they all take different herbs. So, like, literally, that for them was like, what's that? It's like, yeah, it's like showing someone that doesn't show emotion how to smile. Like, it's just, you know, and you're like, okay, this is a smile. Like Edward Scissorhands when they showed him how to smile and he was like, and they're like, yeah, like this. It's like, because remember his face was hella blank at first. So, yeah, you know. You'll have to see the movie. I'm not going to tell you everything, but like,
Merry Christmas, Edward.
That's the spoiler of the lesson. It's like, it's supposed to basically show the main character that it is okay to be alone. Sorry. I had an alarm. Sorry. Number 22 is The Manor, 2021. 23 is Friday the 13th, 1980. I didn't know that was that old. Twenty-four is Halloween, 2007. So this is the Rob Zombie one. If you're into Rob Zombie films, you might like it. If you're not into Rob Zombie films, you probably won't like it. Because it's a little different from, like, the traditional Halloween film. Just keep that in mind. 25 is Halloween Ends 2022. So, of course, this is not even close to being out yet. But, obviously, this person writing this article had an early viewing or showing of this so they could put out their review. So, yeah.
I'm mad. Halloween Ends.
Yeah, that's supposed to be the final chapter. That's supposed to be the end of all the ends. And there's supposed to be no more Michael after that.
No more Michael.
Yep. They're supposed to finally kill him off. And if it's not him, it's going to be the other main character, which is Lori. We're not sure.
JLC.
We're not sure how it's going to actually end yet, of course. But, like, yeah, that's their whole idea, is to make this last movie and just end it there.
There's a lot of people that don't need to know about that movie right now. Because then they're like, oh, he's not going to die in Halloween Kills.
But everyone already knows that because everyone knows about Halloween Ends. So they know he's not going to die in Kills. They just know it's going to be another bloodbath. And that's the whole point of this movie.
Like, I don't understand.
You're supposed to see another fight between the two main characters, basically. It's Laurie versus Michael, again.
Let's see, my thing is,
people love that.
I'm not going to go too deep into that. Because I already know that shit doesn't make sense. So go ahead.
Hollywood doesn't make sense.
Right.
26 is Halloween 2, 1981. This was after the original.
My thing is, where the fuck does this motherfucker emerge? Like, they always know he's coming. They know he comes on Halloween, but he just comes out of nowhere.
They don't know where he's coming from. They just
Or they
can
just catch up with him. Oh, he's at the asylum. Like, didn't we just kill this motherfucker a week ago?
He doesn't die, though. They end up catching him and just locking him back up. That's pretty much what happens.
Let's never go to Illinois.
Okay. I don't really like Chicago anyway, so that's fine.
Well, they were in Haddonfield.
Oh, they're in the actual state, Illinois? Mm-hmm. I thought they were in Chicago, Illinois. Well, I don't really like the state of Illinois either, so it's fine. 27, The Addams Family, 2019. 28, No One Gets Out Alive, 2021. 29, Scream 4, 2011. 30 is The Shining, 1980. That movie scared me. Till Death, 2021. This is that movie with Megan Fox in it that, like, has, like, no point. Oh, I gotta stop ripping on Megan Fox, but, you know, I'm sorry. Just like, what the fuck? You know what, girl? If you happy, good. You know, make your coin, make your fucking movies, whatever. Because my opinion does not matter. She's still making a check. You feel me? Mm. 32 is It, 2017. 33 is Train to Busan, 2016. That movie's so fucking good. 34 is Fever Dream, 2021. 35 is Scream 2, 1997. Oh, that movie came out on my birth year. Wow. No wonder I like Scream 2 so much. We in correlation. 36, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, 1975. I have yet to see that. Don't kill me.
Wow.
37, A Quiet Place Part 2, 2020. 38, Halloween H2O, 20 years later, 1998. That's my motherfucking movie right there. That's one of my favorite movies of the whole fucking series. It's so good. 39, The Conjuring, 2013. 40, Carrie, 1976. One of my favorites. One of my favorites.
It's not Halloween without Carrie.
It's one of my favorite books by Stephen King, but it's also one of my favorite movies. It's so good. 41, The Lighthouse, 2019. 42, Trick or Treat, 2020. I mean 2007. I was going to say 27.
I was going to say that.
I love that movie, Trick or Treat. It's a classic to watch on Halloween. Have you seen it?
No. I might have.
It has a bunch.
I think we were talking about it.
Well, it has a bunch of different stories in one movie. But it all happens on the same night.
I believe so.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. 43 is Dr. Sleep, 2019. 44, Escape Room Tournament of Champions, 2021. I haven't seen that one. I saw the first Escape Room movie, and it was good. 45 is Jennifer's Body, 29. It's 2009. Sorry. I don't really understand the whole hype of Jennifer's Body or Megan Fox. I don't get it.
No, they was talking about it was a good movie. I don't see.
They say it's slept on, and it's getting the appreciation, I guess, now. And back then, it really flopped, which makes sense. But I don't know. I'm still not gonna sit down and watch it.
Yeah, man. Here's my thing. If it's boring, it's boring, bro. Y'all want to be all deep and intricate about the details. That's just boring.
Right. It's just, yeah. 46, The Trip, 2021. 47, Don't Breathe 2, 2021. What did you think of that?
Hollywood cliche.
Did anyone think the first one was better?
Yes.
Right. Grosser, but better. Because he had a weird obsession thing with, like, making a child. Like, he, yeah, you know. It's just weird.
Honestly.
48 is Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, 1982. So this one has nothing to do with Michael Myers, but it is a part of the Halloween, like, franchise or series or whatever the fuck. Before the new timeline.
Mm-hmm.
And, it has something to do with these, like, Halloween masks that are sold from this company, and apparently they, like, turn your brains into goop or something. Or, like, if you watch it on TV at the time that this TV thing is airing, like, I guess it kills you or something. And this guy has to, like, take down the factory, you know? It was just something completely extra. But because it has to do with Halloween, the holiday, they considered it in the Halloween series. And then in the 2018 Halloween movie, there's little Easter eggs of people wearing those masks from Season of the Witch. So, they paid homage to certain films in the earlier franchise.
Well, nice one.
Almost done with this list. 49 is Hereditary, 2018. I like that movie a lot.
Really?
Yes, I think it was scarier than Midsommar. It's the same director.
Okay.
His name is Ari Aster. He's new to directing. He's only made like 2 films so far, I think. But he's really into that creepy cult-ish type of vibe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
50 is Hypnotic 2021. And we're gonna end it there, folks. So I hope you enjoyed that very long list of movies. and as always, thank you for joining us today for 31 Days of Halloween. Thanks for joining day 19. Stay tuned for day 20. Should be fun. We're just gonna go ahead and head out.
Pretty much.
You know, so take a hit for us and enjoy the rest of your day. And have a very spectacular Halloween.
Halloween.
No, the holiday Halloween. And before we go, happy Halloween.